This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Aurora's City Council is demanding GEO Group and ICE cooperate with a public health investigation into a case of tuberculosis at its ICE Immigration Detention Center there. Mayor Pro Tem Allison Coombs says neither GEO nor ICE are cooperating with the Adams County Health Department.
So they requested the ability to go in, identify, monitor, carry out their public health duties, and they were refused access to do so.
Mayor Mike Kaufman says he thinks there will be litigation if GEO and ICE don't comply. ICE has said there was a case of TB there, but the person was moved, and there are now no confirmed active cases, although the agency offered no proof. The physical toll on firefighters in Colorado and across the country is massive. Boise State Public Radio's Murphy Woodhouse reports the mental toll is only now coming to light.
You're really seeing the conversation shift among firefighters themselves. I think we have, you know, this notion of the work, and it's a deserved reputation to some degree, of stoic, hyper-masculine, you know, men patrolling the woods. But what I heard there is people taking fire's mental health problem just a lot more seriously.
Woodhouse is a former firefighter. Five firefighters have died in Colorado this wildfire season. The city of Boulder is looking at federal funding in order to keep Boulder Municipal Airport open. The city council has an option to pursue grants from the Federal Aviation Administration towards the airport's upkeep. Without the funds, BMA would operate with a yearly deficit of up to $1.8 million. This is CPR News.